Episode 210, Making It Work, Protein and Produce, The Health Combo, Part 3.
Welcome to Beyond Your Comfort Zone. I'm your host, Cami Banks. I'm a mother of four and a certified life, weight, and triathlon coach. I'm a lover of people, watermelons, and triathlons. I'm here to assist you in losing weight and gaining lasting health. I love helping others improve their food and exercise and get the results they want. And along the way, they become mentally and physically tough. It's a wild and fun ride, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. Let's go.
Hello, my friends. This is an interesting time to be recording a podcast, but life doesn't really stand too still for me or hold still a lot. So there's always things happening, and there's sometimes not the best time to be doing things, but I still do them because that is how life works. So I am recording this the night before I do a 25K race trail run, which will be interesting. I'll for sure come back and report on, which is a fun thing. But the other part that is will be interesting for me to report back on when I come back on live is, unfortunately, my father-in-law is in a surgery that is really complicated, and the chance of him coming out of it is very slim. So a lot happening right now. But I do want to share the message. The reason why I'm telling you this is because I said, if there's one thing you want us to know, if you don't come out of this surgery, what is it? And he's like, live your life. And I was like, I wrote that down. I'm like, you're right. And he's just like, and then he just tried to, he can't speak really well. He had a heart attack. And so everything's shutting down. He had it earlier in the week, but now some other things are shutting down his body. So I was thinking that's a really good message for all of us is live your life. And how do you live your life better? Or how do you live your life? Sometimes we go through life, but we actually don't live it because we play small or because we're just going through the motions and we don't fully embrace it and live it. So although my podcast is not live your life, that's not the topic of the podcast today. It's very applicable for what we're talking about in the part three of the protein and produce, which as I've been thinking about this, we could have called it protein and plants, but sometimes people think it's literally eating plants. So I was like, just to keep it so everyone knew what produce is. But plants would be more applicable because I'm a plant-based eater, which is nuts, seeds, grains, fruits, vegetables, legumes, which are beans. But you get it. But what I want to talk about today is how do we make this work? So, you know, I taught you the first part was really like, why do we need this protein and this produce and how does it help our gut microbiome? And, you know, educating you and having to see some things about food that we might not have seen before, which is one of the points I'm going to bring up in a little bit later. And the second one is really like some simple how-tos to incorporate them in. And now we're going to talk about making it work because you can learn something and then you can even get the how-tos. But if you don't bridge that gap and learn to accept where we're at and gradually move through things and have steps and tools to do that, then knowing and actually having a plan, it's still useful to implement it because there's things holding you back. And that's a lot of the time is like the coaching work that we do inside the team and with my private clients is we understand what are some of those things blocking us. And we're not going to talk about that on the podcast so much, but that is the life-changing part of coaching is to see, even if I know that it's good for me and I know how to do it and I don't do it, why not? So my last step will be seek support. That's like reaching out to a coach or accountability, but we'll get to that too. So let's just start with just some simple things that will help make it work. And it's mixed with like the how-tos, but it's also mixed with just kind of how we think about it. So focusing on the benefits and seeing what to add in versus all the restrictions. Because what I have people most of the time, they're like, I don't want to be restricted over and over again. And I'm sick of like, you know, I rebel on myself or I'm the rebel. And then I'm like, I get so restricted that I don't like it. So then I rebel against myself. And I'm like, okay, well, it's just you setting the standard. So you don't need to rebel against yourself. But we have this idea that we have to you know, have all these restrictions or else we're not going to lose this weight or we're not going to get to optimal health. But when we focus on the benefits, and this is one of our staples for our nutrient dense fast fuel formula inside Team Elevate, is just that we need to add things in. So we work on adding in the plant-based food, adding in the produce, the vegetables and the fruit, right? And adding in that clean protein. We work on adding that in and getting our body used to that. So the things that aren't as good first or that are more processed, they can fall to the side, right? So another thing I was thinking as I'm talking out loud is that we could do protein and plants with the least amount of processed. So keeping with all the peas. So we could have got very creative, but teaches them. So anyway, so that we want to focus on the benefits, and the benefits are getting whole foods in, and then not the restrictions so much. But the more you bring that whole food in, the more the body starts wanting that. And the body actually gets full on whole foods. It's getting the nutrients and the vitamins it needs. And it helps reduce those cravings because our body continues to crave things because it's not getting what it needs. And the next one is start small. And I cannot tell you how this is really important, and especially with our mindset, that for some reason, you know, I told you, like, we learn that it's good for us. We learn the how-tos. And then somehow we just go to like thinking we're going to change everything up. And I just have never really seen that work for anyone. And I've been doing this for a long time. So starting small sometimes feels like we're not seeing this huge progress, right? So maybe it feels a little defeating or it's not happening fast enough. But I want to tell you, like, you start small and you work on one thing and you get that habit running, and then that can kind of go, you have to bring it to conscious, right? And then when it becomes habitual, it can go to unconscious, and then it can start running on its own. And then you add another thing. But when the habit keeps running on its own, it actually turns into a lifestyle change and it's just running. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to be mindful of it, but you don't have to be as consistent. The effort's there, but the effort is put on habitual patterns. So then it becomes a little easier and you can put a little more effort into bringing the next thing in. So if there's anything you're going to do, it would be start small and realize it's a journey and it's a process and there's not a rush. If you're going to start small and it's going to gradually start bringing these changes that are going to last, the rush? People think you have to lose all this weight and get to optimal health and then they can't maintain it. So what was the rush? Because all it comes all the way back. All the weight comes back. Their health problems come back, right? This is kind of the same thing, but changing our perspective. So the way you look at things change. So if you start looking, like for the first thing we're talking about, adding benefits in, right? If we start being like, well, where can I add this in? You know, I see like, where can I add quinoa in? Where can I add spinach in? Where can I, you know, throw a little spinach in a smoothie? Where can I add this in? Your perspective starts changing as in like, how can I sneak some of my treats in? Like, how can I like hurry and cheat really quick? Or when's my next cheat day? We start being like, when do I get to put more nutrients in? And as I start seeing, I feel better, right? My perspective starts shifting from like maybe a number on a scale to like how my body feels, how I feel like I have more energy, or I want to deal with life more. Like I want to be more alive and active in my life. Those things, the perspective shift from sometimes just the very like the numbers on the scale or anything like that. I mean, those can be helpful, but if we shift it to more of like a health span that we're looking for or whatever works for you that feels like it gives you energy to move forward instead of feeling restrictive or negative, like you're beating yourself up to try to lose this weight, that perspective is not going to work forever because it feels really bad, right? So we want to find something that feels better. And I often say, you know, when we're hiking and we get to a higher peak, we have a bigger perspective. So let the challenges that you've been through, let those, some of those mountains that you've climbed help give you more perspective and realize, okay, this kind of worked for me. This didn't work for me. As I climbed this mountain, I'm going to take this tool with me and be like, and now I have a better perspective. I have seen a new way. And how does this work for me? The last one is to practice mindful eating. And I love this one. I would say this is the one I probably struggle with the most because I follow the nutrient dense fast fuel formula. It's like, that's the way I eat. And that's how I created my formula. So I follow that and I eat what's in there, but sometimes I'm mindless even eating that, which I've noticed sometimes that I eat past satiation. So I eat past full and I eat that, but I could do a lot better at being mindful when I eat. And, you know, for religious purposes, I pray when I eat my food. But even if you don't do it for religious purposes, to just give grace or a moment of pause for this food that you have. And then as you eat it, like, pause and eat slow and feel it going inside your body. And I had this best breakfast the other day and I was like, this tastes so good. I'm like, I'm so thankful and grateful for this good food. And I'd already said like a prayer on my food, but this was just more like a gratitude. I don't even know who I saying it to because I was in the kitchen by myself, but I was just so grateful. But it helps you connect with the food that you're putting in your body, which makes a difference because you're taking something from the outside and putting it inside your precious body. And you want it to be received and recognized and help your body, right? So anything that's outside that you're going to put in, it should be something that you're grateful to be putting into your body. And the fifth thing is educate yourself, which I feel like we've done that through the series, is really educating yourself about this gut health, this like the nutrients that you're putting in there, that there's such a purpose for it. And it goes in with, it helps all your organs, the gut brain axis, it helps your brain. What, you know, these fruits and vegetables, what kind of vitamins and minerals do they have and what kind of benefits do they provide? I love to be posting that on my story. So check out my stories, the Cammie Banks coaching, or, you know, any of my little clips, but I love to provide knowledge for you and education for you so you see how beneficial these foods are, and eating the rainbow and bringing the color in. All of those things are created by nature. They're so helpful for you. But if you listen to the podcast, you're going to be educated. And then the next thing, which these things kind of seem cliche, and they are to some extent, but when you really take them to heart and make them your own, they become very helpful tips. But focus on the progress, not perfection. And I cannot tell you, I love everyone on the team. And I have my own things too, where I feel like it's black or white. But a lot of times we're working through some black and white issues, like the perfectionism, right? Like it's either I have to do my hour workout, or so I can't do it all, or I have to totally eat healthy, or I'm in the closet, in the pantry, shoving my face with Oreos and eating all the Cheetos, right? Whatever. And then like, so I'm out, like I'm off the wagon. And I'm like, if we just want to see progress. And the thing is even if we are in the closet eating all that and we have another meal in the day, at that point, we don't have to just stay off the wagon, quote unquote. We can just the next time be like, wow, something was going on. There's a craving, there's emotion, there's something happening. And I have the next meal, decide what I want to do. So as you start bringing this food in and you start making progress over perfection, the food actually helps you to think clearer, right? There's so many hormones that we talk about, especially on our team calls. It's just how these hormones balance out your satiation. They help you feel full when you need to feel full, and they help you think better because then you have your dopamine and your serotonin, your mood hormones coming in too. So our thoughts help, but actually the food really help as well. So they can help with progress as we realize this is actually going to help with my progress because I'm getting these hormones all balanced out. And the next one, and I feel like I preach this a lot, but you need to find out what works for you. There's literally not a one size fits all. And I feel like we're sold that lie in every kind of diet program out there. I mean, the fad diets, they're like, no, this will fit you. This will fit you. And they sell it to you and they're very convincing. And so we buy into whatever this new fad diet is. And the thing is that like, you have to find parts of probably every diet has good parts to it. That's how they sell it. Right. But then they mix in things just help you fast weight loss or fast whatever that aren't necessarily healthy for you. So you find what works for you and then you make it your own. So as I say it, like, I give you suggestions. You take the suggestions that you had in your head or the things that have worked and you remix it and make it your own. And then you have your own plan. So even though we have the nutrient dense fast fuel formula food plan, which is like we have our nourishing bowls and then we have our power bowls and our power salads and then we have our energizing snacks and then we have our eating windows where we shut our eating windows down 12 to 14 hours of no eating food, right? And then we have as much whole foods, less processed as possible. And we prepare our food as much as we can, write it down before we actually eat it. Those are some of our tools, but even those are the things that I suggest, but you take what works for you and what helps quiet your brain. So if it's too much for you to do all of that and that doesn't quiet your brain, that gives you like anxiety and that kind of makes your brain freak out, you don't do it all. You just choose a breakfast or you're like, I'm not going to do 12 to 14 hours right now. I'll do 12 hours of not eating food, right? and I'll get used to that. So you find what works for you. You take my suggestions and then you do you, because you are the author and you know yourself best. Maybe buried. We may not know ourselves concurrently right now because we've covered it up with everyone else's opinion and we listen to that. But getting back to yourself, you're the expert in you. So find what works for you. Find what's worked for you in the past. Some of the things that you've done in the past, if you've done different diets, have worked. Just not the whole thing. That's why you're trying to figure out something else. And the last one, what I said, is seek a coach, a mentor, or accountability with a partner or a friend. Because it's hard to do this on your own. It's a lifetime of doing this. So it's just not like, it's not a temporary thing when we change our lifestyle. And that's the part that I love about coaching with nutrition mixed with life coaching, is because there's just so many stories that we think are just who we are. And some things we can't control and change, but there's a lot of things that we can change if we're willing to accept it and actually pull out those stories and see if they still affect us, right? A lot of people tell me, I've tried everything and I can't lose weight. And I'm like, they want to tell me that's a fact, but I'm like, that's possibly a story. I mean, I know it's a story, but they say it's a fact as if they can't. And I'm like, what if there was something else we focused on? You know, when we said, I can't remember where I said in there, but focus on progress or perfection, but focus on what if there is possibility? What if there's something I haven't seen, right? What if there's some blind spots? What if there are a few options that I can work on just to get some help? Maybe I'm not going to see the scale right off, but there are some ways that I can change my health, which I can guarantee there are. So, and just kind of having a place to unwind those stories that they feel like they trap us and we don't even know that we're trapped, right? We can't even see out of the fog and we might not even know we're in fog. So that's the beauty of coaching. That's the reason why I love what I do, because for me, I've been working on food for a while and it's something that is, I have a good relationship and I enjoy putting food in and I love that. But there's other areas in my life with relationship, with business, that there's so many things I can't see, and a coach helps me pull it out and see it. And I have so many aha moments that it changes me forever. It's definitely transformed who I am. So that's what I want to offer you. But I say, this is how it works. They may seem small and you definitely don't choose all of them. You choose one, but you work on them and you pick what works for you. And my thing that's not even on the list that I just want to say is that you want to question, like, is this something you really want? Is this something you really desire to get to optimal health? Because if you know how to do it and you even have a how-to and you have all this knowledge, then what part, where is the desire or the wanting lacking? And not to be mad at yourself, but just to be honest and have self-integrity of being like, you know, well, integrity is of self, but just to really, like, instead of kind of like, you know, we kind of put this facade on for everyone else, but let's get honest with ourselves. And where is that desire or want lacking? Where are we not being honest with ourselves? Or what is the part that's tricky for us? Or what part can we not accept right now? And get clear on that, because then I feel like we have more leverage and we can love ourselves through it. And I do believe it's possible for everyone to get to better health. I don't even know what that looks like for everyone, because again, it's individual, right? So I just want to challenge you to try one of these things and, like, leave possibility open for you. Leave the element of surprise and curiosity, that instead of like, this is never going to work for me, I've tried everything, it's not going to work, or whatever that is going on in your head, be like, where's the possibility? Where is there, I say magic, but magic isn't real, but where's the wonder and the awe of trying something and being like, maybe this did work? And you get to be the creator. Like we talked about, I think last week, is getting recipes and being inspired by them. You know, I told you I take recipes and then I just add things to the recipes and I create. And it's so fun to be a creator, because it's like, this is my world to create, right? So even if you take recipes or you see inspiration from Instagram and you're like, what can I do? Or you take old recipe and be like, how can I have this bring one little thing that's going to make it healthier for me? You tap into creator mode instead of problem solving mode. And that helps you stay in it, because it doesn't get boring. It's excitable when you're a creator, because your mind is tapped in with you trying to have change happen. So try all these things out, and you know, I'm here for you. This is, I always say, like, whenever I'm like, I think I'm going to be done doing this, you know, it's done so much good, but then maybe I'm done. I'm like, no, I know that, like, I have like a gift and I want to contribute and share with others because I've seen it change my life. It's changed so many other people's lives. And I want it. If it is something that you want, I want to help you change yours so that you can have this transformation and you can, like I started with, my father-in-law said, is live your life. I want to help you live. And when I say live, I want you to help you feel alive. And these are tools that I feel like can help you. So try these out. I'll be back again next week. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
How would you like to be a part of a team that elevates your life? That is what we do inside Team Elevate. And I would love for you to come be a part of it. Some of the things that we do inside the team is we create meal plans that work for your life. I also help you create exercise plans. And if you have signed up for a race, we design a plan that will get you across the finish line. The other thing we do in there is weekly group coaching. We have an option for one-on-one coaching. We do live retreats. We do ski trips. We get together and celebrate the bodies that we have and the things that we can do in our lives. And inside there, when we begin to work on our food and our exercise, we strengthen our body and our mind. We see how it elevates the relationship we have with us. And in turn, it elevates all the other relationships in our life. So if you are interested in being a part of this team, we would love to have you. You can get onto my website at cammybanks.com. That's Cammy with a K. Or if you just want to jumpstart your weight loss right now, you can jump onto my Instagram at cammybankscoaching and grab my free meal plan. So thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to follow it so you never miss an episode. And I'd love for you to rate and review it so others can find this and it can enhance their lives. And most of all, thanks for sharing your time with me today. Bye-bye.